So I'm calling the meeting to order. 102. I'm looking at the adjourned shareholder meeting agenda. Do we
That's first slide.
No, we'll call the order, we'll call public comment, and then we'll go to that organizational meeting.
We're doing the adjourned shareholder meetings first.
Oh, that's
So the
okay.
forum, this
Sorry,
one
sorry.
first.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You can do that first. All right. Well,
you want to do the slide?
Sure. I think that's a nice thing
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hoorah.
Well, thank you for everyone for being here today. We're going to reopen from the June 5th, 2025 annual shareholder meeting. Before.
No, just me and my computer savvy technology.
Sorry, I
Getting better and better, but then.
moved on. So I'm going to read the established quorum present. All right, I'm going to read what we have here. Good afternoon, everyone. As spokesperson for the Director of Elections, I am reporting on if we have a quorum present and the results of the election. A quorum is the minimum number of voting members necessary to properly conduct business. This number is calculated by subtracting 43 delinquents from 2,040 shares, equaling 1,997 eligible votes. 20% of the shareholders in good standing are in need for a quorum, which equals 400. As of this morning, we have 323, so we do not have a quorum. So we end this meeting, right? We need to adjourn the shareholder meeting. Do we need to make a motion, or just can we just adjourn?
I make a motion with the present members.
Joyce, we need the motion before we
I
discuss.
make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
And you're second.
And John seconds.
All right, great. Thank you. I don't think we vote there. So
if you don't mind, Sharon, I want to stop the recording.